Lansing's sports talk leader.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1 FM. We have a special guest in house. Kelly Dean is here. Dean Transportation and Lansing Promise. That was quite the event last Thursday, I have to tell you. Even Rico Beard, who was not impressed by much, was extremely impressed by what Lansing put together.
Yeah.
He's like, man. You know, something like this in Detroit.
Boy, they could use it. Although, look, I'm selfish for Lansing. I want Lansing to
keep it.
Keep doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Church Weibel, Lansing's premier personal injury attorneys for more than 64 years. That was our co-host you just heard, Graham Couch of the Lansing State Journal. And this time for our Psychologically Speaking segment, brought to you by Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Time to chat with Dr. John H. Braccio, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and Renaissance man, the master of assessments, and the happiest man in Lansing. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, even in a better mood, we ran into Rico at the game and Elizabeth with him, and it was that even put me in a better mood. So, Jack, I knew you guys would like that. How does that sound, Graham? But otherwise, good mood, can't complain. And actually, after that spring game, sun-drenched, all family people from all over, you know, just kids running around, things, it was a fun event and something that really everybody ought to experience over and over again. Price is right, and people have fun.
I wish you could have seen the look on Graham Couch's face a moment ago, because you said you ran into Rico at the game and Elizabeth. Well, you don't mean his Elizabeth, right? You don't mean Graham's fiance, Elizabeth.
No.
I was a little concerned there.
Actually, she did ask if I knew Graham, so I don't think so.
No. Hey, we want to talk a little bit about what it is with spring football. It's like a hot shower. You can lose 38-0 in the last game of the season. You go out there and run around, and everyone says, oh, that guy's good. Oh, that guy's good. And they come away saying, you know, if they could just find a backup punter, it can be Big Ten champs again.
Well, you know, I think the beauty of spring football is, as I've always believed, football never ends. And you have a buoyant group there, because it's not the normal fans, the Oakland County people that sit all around me. These are local folks, or they're people that come in with their kids. It's a different crowd to begin with, and everybody's pretty low-key. I liked what D'Antonio did, bringing in Darquise, bringing in some of the old players to talk there, and asking people to, you know, to do their hooraying, you know, clapping the whole works when it came down to a possible touchdown. I think that is just a fun thing, and you can't lose. I mean, you know, whether unless you like white or green is a color better. But anyway, it's I think people are excited. You even had someone on here a while ago commenting about how most of the national experts will pick us for third in the Big East. So, hey, just kind of relax, go over there and watch it and see what the third best team, which of course I don't fully accept this early.
You don't say Michigan State's third in the Eastern Division of the Big Ten? You don't buy that?
Well, here's what I would say.
You haven't talked to Tom Crawford lately.
I think it's a little early. I remember Brady Hoke after his first year. So I don't knock anyone. I simply say I think this is going to be a pretty good team. It's pretty hard to knock success over the years. Like, I sent you guys some numbers, and I wasn't trying to get you guys to be in a lottery, but we've won 2 of 3 from Ohio State. Michigan has only won 2 of 19 against Michigan State and Ohio State, and we've won 4 of 5 against Michigan for the last 5 years. If we take modern history would say that MSU probably is going to have a very good year and more than the 7-8 they're projected to win, even though, you know, you've got to put your pants on and go out and play.
Let me give you some other numbers. I'm going to do this column for Thursday, I think. In the history of Michigan State football, any time they have had 5 or more players drafted, and when I say drafted, I don't mean back when there were 36 rounds. First 7 rounds, okay? Going back 50 years, the best season they've ever had the next year, 2012, 7-6.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
well, that's it. Don't play then. So, I mean, there's no reason to go out.
Number. I probably shouldn't have blown that number before. Well, Colin Thursday. But everybody, forget it if you heard it and read it again.
So you're picking what, 6-6?
I always pick 3-9. But I'm just trying to depress Dr. John.
Yeah,
I don't think you can do that, because remember, until the games are played,
you can do that. Like it goes against his sunny disposition.
Well,
I don't think you can do that.
Here's my feeling. I was very disappointed with the Alabama game, okay? But I really do believe that D'Antonio, I think, is a pretty straightforward guy, and he just said that, you know, we didn't prepare for the level of that game. He really wasn't aware of what it was going to be. Now, rarely do you see something like that be said by him. I think that's really true. You know, we've won all these big games. I think the Ohio State game, when the worst weather conditions I've been sitting in that I can remember, except a snowstorm back with Blake Ezor 100 years ago, then to go and win the game in Indianapolis, I think we really felt we were ready. And that we just that was a game that just wasn't there. Now, my view is you get to the Final Four, that's a big deal. I look at the practice, I look at the play, I look at the players here, and to me it's kind of an impressive array of players. I'm not an expert like you guys, but I certainly do like football and follow it. So I can only be in a good mood, and if I look at the last 5 years, I could go back any number of years I want. There have been a number of good years in a row, and now if you lose all your top players, obviously, and you have one of those 1 or 2 years, then I think that can be a very, you can see it coming. This team looks like they're disciplined, like they're going to run a little more of a spread out of an eye.
Yeah, and I think there's something else here too, John, and Graham, when you talk about what's happened over the last 50 years, this isn't the last 50 years. I mean, this coaching staff is different. The culture is different. The recruiting is different.
No
question. A lot of things are different.
No question. No question. Look, there's so many other variables that are different. There's no reason. Now, and in Michigan, they've got a brand new quarterback too. And the other thing Michigan State has going for it, and I wrote about this on Tuesday, the idea that I don't think they have to be Big Ten championship caliber at the beginning of the season to be in the hunt at the end, because their schedule is favorable. I mean, they're going to win an extra game somewhere, because they have Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin at home. Those are games that on the road, I bet you they win one of those games they would have lost on the road. And so
last year they beat Michigan and Ohio State on the road.
They did, but they had a veteran quarterback, veteran offense, although Tyler O'Connor, I mean, don't get me wrong. But so what I'm saying, when Ohio State rolls into town, well, I still think Ohio State's most talent in the Big Ten, rolls into town November 19th.
Yeah.
I think there's a really good chance that Michigan State is still in the hunt for the Big Ten title, playing that game. Now, they may not be good enough next year to beat Ohio State. We don't know that. But I think going into that game, there is a really good chance they will only have one Big Ten loss.
One Big Ten loss.
That would be my guess. I mean, I think they're a young enough team that they will, somewhere along the way, blow a game. Even if they win some games that you think, wow, that's impressive, they're gonna lose a game that you think, gah.
To BYU, somebody like
that?
Well,
but that's outside of the conference. Even in conference, I can just see a game where that you think, boy, that's a game they probably should, but maybe not. I mean, you know, we're going to find out real quick about this team for a couple of reasons. The schedule is weird this year.
Yeah.
So they play Furman.
Yeah.
Then they get a bye week, and then it's Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
Right.
You're going to find out where they are in the trenches. You're going to find, and that's the reason it's not going to be like 2013 with a quarterback competition. You don't have time for that. I mean, you by week three for them, week four overall for most of college football, they have the early bye. You're in Big Ten play against Wisconsin. There is no time to be diddling around with, I kind of like this guy's arm better. No. I mean, Tyler O'Connor is so far ahead, I think he's going to be the guy anyway. But it's going to be a different year. But the home schedule is, I think, gives them a shot.
And I will say a game that I worry about just from the recent past is the game against Indiana.
Why?
Why? They're a very scary team if they can keep going. Because for those of us that remember, last year they actually came within, they were down near the goal line.
Here's why they're
Ohio
not so
State.
Scary. And they could have beaten Michigan, too.
Yeah.
Indiana could have beaten Michigan State, believe it or not.
Yes, that's right.
Michigan and Ohio State last year. Nate Sutfeld is gone.
Yep.
So is Howard, the running back, gone.
Indiana
last year was their chance, and they had a schedule with home games, Michigan and Ohio State.
If they didn't get it done.
And
they had injuries too. I think they beat Penn State if Sudfeld's healthy, and they had all the injuries. Yeah. I mean, that was too bad for them. But you're right. This year, Illinois this year is not going to be. That's a team MSU faces on the road. Lovie Smith may be the answer. I don't think this year they're going to be all that good. I think the schedule sets up the teams that are best in the league. Northwestern's at home. Now, Northwestern's a home game wherever they play it for MSU, but nonetheless, Northwestern's in Spartan Stadium, and that can be a good program depending on the year. So I think Wisconsin, Northwestern, Michigan, Ohio State, the games that you could see being trouble on the road
are
home.
Are all home. And that means that fans will be happy tailgating, getting ready for some victories, and Dr. John Braccio will be out there with his tailgate off of Harrison Road at the parking lot there at Breslin Center, and it's the place to be. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, guys. Go Green.
That is our Psychologically Speaking segment. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. When we get back, Terry Denbo will be here, longtime university administrator. We're going to talk about craziness off the field. What's going on here? We'll make some sense of this. And a little bit later in the show, Ike Reese will join us from Philadelphia, and Tom Dienhart, BTN columnist, and we'll try to put spring football in perspective across the conference. Jack Eblin, Graham Couch, Doug Warren, it's A Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1 FM.
Hi, Tom Crawford here, your Friday co-host of The Drive with Jack Eblin and frequent patron of the Tropical Smoothie Cafe in East Lansing, where I eat better and feel better.